Chapter 2, Revelation, Chapter 2. Just one verse we look at to start the message this morning. Verse 10. Jesus is speaking and he says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." As Jesus speaks to these seven churches of Asia, which you find in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, one of the churches is Smyrna. We see that in verse 8, the context. And they've gone through a lot of things, Smyrna did. And Jesus said that, "I know what you've been through, but I also know what you're going to go through. Be faithful to me." As a matter of fact, be faithful unto death. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you might bless in the preaching of your word. Pray that the Holy Spirit might not be stymied in any way, but that we would open our hearts, our ears, and hear what the Spirit wants to say to the churches this morning. You know all about our lives. You know all about our trials, our situations, the hurts we've gone through, but also the future as well. Help us to learn from this passage of Scripture in Jesus' name. Amen. In that context, in Revelation chapter 2, it says in verse 8, "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive." There should be all kinds of amens right after that, because everybody's going to die, but Jesus is one that rose from the dead. That's why he's our Savior. In verse 9, Jesus says, "I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things." Wow. Jesus deals with fear. You know, that's what stops us in our Christian lives a lot of times. The things that are in the world want us to fear them. But God wants us to have faith. So we don't operate by fear in a Christian life. We operate by faith. He's the one that can get us through anything. So we don't follow in march step with the ungodly, wicked world. We follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We're strong in the things of God. In verse 10 he says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Interesting word, faithful. Full of faith. reliable, dependable, trustworthy, sure, unfailing, true, loyal. All of those things are wrapped up in being faithful. And your Lord, if you're saved this morning, He's speaking to you and He says, you are to be faithful. You can be dependable. You can be one that will be unfailing, loyal. And He says, if you do, I have a crown for that faithfulness, the crown of life. There are five crowns in the Bible, which I've preached before, that you, if you're a Christian, can earn. You can't earn your salvation. That's by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8 tells us. But you, as you are working for the Lord in your Christian life, yes, you can earn rewards. You can earn crowns. It's all the way through the Word of God. And this is one of them that He's talking about. Wendell Evans, a great Christian of the past, worked with Brother Hiles there in Hammond, Indiana for years, and boy, was he a Christian that was faithful. You see, God doesn't measure faithfulness in days or years or decades. He says all the way until death. Boy, that puts things right in a different category. Anybody can be faithful for a while. Jesus said, do it until death. That's what Jesus expects. You say, oh, well, I'm a soul winner, and I've been a soul winner, and I've got standards and everything else. Yeah, that's all good that you do, but let me check back with you in 10 years and see how things are. Be faithful unto death is what it says. The Bible says there in Acts chapter 20 that preachers are to preach the whole counsel of God. All of it, not skipping anything. And if you preach all of the Bible, people are going to be offended. Because God doesn't skip over anything. And He doesn't want His preachers to skip over anything either. And so if you're going to be offended, be offended. The Bible says in the last days they will turn away from preaching and they will look for teachers having itching ears, easy to hear. And so I don't present something easy to you. I present the holiness of the Bible. At least my Bible says Holy Bible on it. Amen. It's separated from any other book that can be. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, please. And if you didn't bring your Bible with you, and or you can't keep up there with seeing Scripture, just listen, because I want you to get the message rather than fumbling for passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. There it is again. And this is talking to a church, just in case you want to get all, dispensational on me. Yes, it was not only Christ that said it, but it's the church. We're in the church age right now. You had the age of the law in the Old Testament. Then Jesus Christ came. It says in John chapter 1 that the law came by Moses, by grace and truth by Jesus Christ. So we operate by grace in the church. But you have to have the law to tell you what's right and wrong. They want to get rid of the Bible. They always have. They've always hated the Bible. They've burned the Bible. Tyndale and all of the others, they were burned at the stake because of bringing the Bible to the people so that they could read it and understand it and grow. And he says here that a steward, that means not somebody that owns something. Did you know you're even your body, you don't own that. That belongs to God. 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells you that. But that our body is not our own. It is bought with a price. And so, but your home, your house, your car, it isn't yours. It belongs to God. This church doesn't belong to us or the town or anybody else. It belongs to God. The views you're sitting in. It all belongs to God. We are only stewards. We're to take care of what God has given us within our lives. That's why you don't abuse your car, you don't abuse your children or other people that you work with or anything else. You take care of things. You clean yourself up. You have a clean house, a clean car. You take care of things. You keep the maintenance up on it. Why? You're only a steward, and you're to be faithful as a steward to do those things. Something God gave you within life, you need to appreciate it and take care of it because you're just a steward. And it's required in stewards to what? Be faithful. And being faithful, you don't have to have a whole bunch of talent. You don't have to have a lot of intelligence. You don't have to have a lot of money or anything else. This is something that every Christian can do. Be faithful. People are counting on you to do what you're supposed to do, what you were asked by God to do. To be faithful, and not just for a little while, but until death, he says. He expects us to do it. It's a lifetime. He wants you to be consistent within your life. Go to Matthew 25, please. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Yes, we all bring our Bibles to church because we're a Bible-believing church. We can't do anything without our Bible. You know why churches got in the mess that they are in? People didn't bring their Bibles to church to check up on the preacher that was preaching to them. They just talked, and they took the words that the preacher said as true. You trusted a man. Brother, I don't want to trust any man about anything. The only one I want to trust is God. This is His book. I want you seeing what I'm preaching is written down. This is what God said in the King James Version. Matthew chapter 25 and in verse 21. It says, His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 23, did the same thing. You've been faithful. It's all about faithfulness. When you meet Jesus, he's going to be talking about your faithfulness. So this gets right to the heart of your life. You're going to stand before him. And obviously, he's going to be giving out rewards according to your faithfulness. And he says, you need to be faithful even unto death. He says in the last days, they're going to throw you in prison. They took President Trump, whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. A president of the United States, and they want to put him in prison for life. Jesus said that. They'll throw you in prison in the last days, brother. Now you see, he's talking to Christians. And only God knows who's saved and who isn't saved, that's for sure. God looketh on the heart, man looks on the outward appearance. But the whole thing is, there's going to be things, you're going to be persecuted. It's going to get more and more if you take your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go shirking away from taking your stand for the Lord. Be bold. You've got to have it in these last days to bring up the subject of eternity with people. Their death to your relatives and so forth. You don't want them to go to hell. You want them to go to heaven. They're not going to bring up those subjects. You, the Christian, has the answer. We have the answer, and the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ about everything in life. Husbands need to be faithful to their wives. Wives do not expect their husbands only to be faithful to them for 23 hours a day. Husbands don't expect their wives to only be faithful to them 23 hours a day. Faithful without stopping, consistent. Somebody brings up the argument, well, I've been more faithful in my life than unfaithful. In Jesus, with Jesus, that doesn't cut it. What if God took a day off? Huh? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you in Hebrews 3:5. What if he did? No, he's faithful to you 24/7. And that's what he expects from you, his child. To be faithful to him. When you get to heaven, you'll be glad that you listened to the preacher, that you listened to what Jesus had said in the Bible, because God's looking all the time. Now, there's many people that are more qualified in their lives. They got more talents. But it takes no special trait to be faithful through to the end. Character will get the job done. Talent won't. Talent will get jobs done around in church. But it won't take you all the way to the end. That takes character. And that's what you need in your life. You know what happened with David and Bathsheba in 2 Samuel chapter 11? When he broke his character and cheated on his wife with Bathsheba. David had it in his heart he wanted to build a temple for God after all of that. And God said, no. Your son will build the temple, Solomon. David had been faithful. There was a lapse in that. We need to ask forgiveness in our life for the times that we weren't faithful to God. We weren't faithful to church. We weren't faithful to giving. We were not faithful in helping people, stopping, going out of our way. God's requiring us to be faithful. God doesn't change for you. You're not an exception. There's nobody better than anybody else in this room or anywhere else in the whole world. We're all made of the same mud. Came from dust, and you're going back to dust. I don't care if you try to do it quick after you die or not. We're all dirt bags. I'm glad that Jesus looked down on this dirt bag in 1968 and saved me. Because I wasn't worth saving. Won't even go into all of that. I'm just saying God's a God of mercy. God's a God of grace. God can change your life. God can build you up. He'll tear down the things that are bad in your life, and He'll rebuild. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, everything. All has become new. A new life in Christ. Pick yourself up. Get up off that ground. Start going on for the Lord. Do something with your life. Be faithful unto death. When David committed that sin with Bathsheba, 6 people died. Then Satan climbed up on David's shoulder and said, number your army. Number the people. God didn't tell him to do that. He wanted to see how big an army he had. And he went ahead and numbered the people. I've preached on that before. And that sin, 30,000 died because of that. People remember the adultery that he committed. They don't ever bring up the numbering of the people. Or masses of the people died. Because of that. Cause a lot of damage, and sin will always cause damage. Do the will of God and do it consistently. Be faithful without fail and do it for life. We're lacking today. We're lacking today. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, please. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 7. When Paul was ready to die, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Faithfulness. That's the Apostle Paul. Jesus said it. It's the way Paul lived his life. And at death, you know what? Whatever situation you're in when you die, If you're faithful to the Lord within your life, that's going to be a comfort to you. That you were faithful to God through your life, no matter what the hardship, no matter what the excuse. You didn't use excuses. You were faithful to God no matter what. That's what Paul did. 2 Timothy 4:10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Unfaithful men. You know, there's going to be times in your life where you're going to depend on somebody and they're going to let you down. They're going to be unfaithful. One area or another. It hurts. You were depending on someone to do something. We need to learn to be faithful within our lives. The eyes are on the whole world. And it's for a time, not for an end. Tragedy continues to go on through life. There's a great shortage of faithfulness in our lives. We live in what we were brought up to believe, that this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. In Washington today, what's lacking? Faithfulness. So the whole thing's corrupt. As Isaiah said, it's sick from the head down. Lack of faithfulness. You study history and you see these different countries and how they fell, the Roman Empire and others, Egypt, Syria, all of them. Where's the faithfulness? It's one thing for a lost, ungodly sinner out here to be unfaithful. It's another thing for a child of God that carries the name Christian, the holy name of Jesus, and they're unfaithful. That's a completely different thing. We're cut from a different slice of cloth, my friend. A Christian's on a higher standard. Don't dip the flag. Hold it up. Hold up the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what this Christian does. This is okay, I can do this and everything. That's because you don't have a preacher that knows the Bible to be able to show you it's not okay. Because God's not going to change for you. Have you ever read Fox's Book of Martyrs? 13 million martyrs. They're not all in that book. But Christians have died for the name of Jesus throughout the centuries. They've gotten fickle. They've gotten weak. I don't like all the noise. Don't go to heaven. It's full of noise. Praising God. Singing at the top of their lungs. The angels involved and everything else, brother. You won't need hearing aids up there. Amen. Yeah, I know I preach loud. I try to get your attention. That's what Isaiah said in chapter 58. Lift up your voice and cry and show my people their sins. So I do. It excites me that those martyrs were in the same era that Jesus died. Because men will not die for a lie. And they were willing to die. They saw it. They saw the resurrection. They knew it was true. And so they didn't shy away because of it. Many were staked to the ground, their bellies incised, cut open, poured corn in for the hogs. Then they were burned slow at the stake. You know what they were doing? They were singing. They were praising Jesus Christ at the stake, quoting scripture, pleading for sinners to repent. William Tyndale was the first man to go ahead and translate the Word of God into English directly from the Greek text. Other men did it from the Latin Vulgate and so forth. Won't get into all of that, but he did it right. That's where your King James Version came from. That's where your Bible came from. Tyndale. They chased him all over Europe. He had to move all the time. They were trying to kill him every place he went. They finally did catch up to him. I mean, and they hated his Bibles, that he found a printer that would print the Bible. And there was Bishop Tunbridge of London. He wanted to get rid of the Bible so bad, he went to the printer and he bought the Bibles that he printed off to burn them. And he paid four times as much for those Bibles he bought to burn them. Tyndale went to the printer, took the excess money that the bishop had given, and he made more Bibles from that. Turned the tables on him. But he died at the stake. A friend betrayed him. That's how he got caught. A friend, you call him, but he wasn't faithful to Tyndale. He wasn't faithful to God. And so Tyndale had to die. You know what the last words that William Tyndale said before he was strangled first and then burned? He said, "Oh God, open the eyes of England, the King of England. Open the eyes of the King of England." King Henry VIII was the one on the throne then, and Tyndale died. 3 years later, King Henry VIII made sure that all of the Bibles were preserved and that every church, every person in the churches had that Bible in their churches for the people. That's what happened. He was faithful, even unto death. Lester Roloff, great man of God, he said at the end of his life, he said, "Find something worth dying for, then live for it." Don't be a flash in the pan. Live for God and be faithful. Be known as a faithful person. One day you'll meet Jesus, the one that said, Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit of God that can reach our hearts, our minds, that we can understand the Word of God, and then we can be convicted in our hearts as well. Help us, Lord, to repent in our lives. May we not be the same person we were an hour ago when we came in these doors. As we go out these doors, may we be a new person. May we have faithfulness within our life. Lord, if there's one person in this building that does not know 100% sure that they're going to heaven, that Lord, that they would come to the altar call and receive Christ today and settle it once and for all. They can be saved and know for sure they're going to heaven. I pray that you'd work within hearts, Christians, that they would turn from their unfaithfulness. Use the message, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your hymn books, please. Turn to number 211.